I'm Chris Lemke with Mission Network News. There's terrorism within the U.S. and terrorism without. One report is saying fear of terrorism is at an all-time high since 9/11. Children are especially vulnerable. Greg Yoder with Keys for Kids Ministries says parents can ease their children's anxiety.
Be honest, of course, with your kids. That's important. Also, maybe reminding them that even though there is evil in the world, God's there, and that in and of itself is a safe place.
Keys for Kids Radio is a good place to start. The ministry is airing a variety of Christmas-centered programming that presents the gospel and gives children hope.
The great emails that we get are kids like little Esther, who said that I came to know Jesus, and now our devotionals, or more importantly, our radio station is having an impact on me because I know of my need of a Savior now.
Children are also at risk in Africa. Education is at the forefront of many ministries, but GEMS Girls Clubs has another goal in mind at its Esther School in Zambia. A cultural shift in the way girls are treated.
The only way that you can change culture is by having both boys and girls being trained together so that they are able to coexist and be a community that overcomes those types of cultural nuances.
Chris Palisari says GEMS is very passionate about making a difference one child at a time, and the school is having a positive impact on more than its students. Even local construction workers have been transformed. As Palisari puts it,
actually ministries within a ministry to be able to share the gospel in every way that we can.
Find more on this story at our website, missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Want stories that help you pray for the world more effectively? Get our free e-news update at missionnews.org. Our updates feature stories on current events, plus the gospel connections. missionnews.org. I'm Chris Lemke.